Hello, groovy listeners. Welcome to this week's edition of the Happy Hour Show with Olia until 8 o'clock. Bonsoir. Bonsoir à tous. Bienvenue dans cette édition de Happy Hour sur EDFM, la radio du bien-être. Avec moi-même, Olia, jusqu'à 20h. Et je suis très, très heureuse parce que j'ai le plaisir de partager le studio ce soir avec Marie-France Samba, qui est un coach spécialisé dans le soutien des femmes entrepreneurs. Et elle s'occupe de leur visibilité, de leur branding, et elle va les pousser loin, 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 loin dans leur carrière. Et elle va parler en anglais ce soir de son métier. Mais vous n'inquiétez pas, elle parle aussi français, parce qu'elle est bilingue, elle est parisienne. Et elle a toutes les informations sur son site web, donc n'hésitez pas à jeter un coup d'œil. I'm very thrilled tonight, listeners, to be joined in the studio by Marie-France Samba, who has been a guest on the Happy Hour show in the past. She's back better than ever. And she is going to tell us about her work developing women entrepreneurs, helping them with their personal branding, helping them with their mindset, getting them to go that little bit further. And she will be speaking English for this interview, but she is bilingual. So if you need any information in French, you can go to her website. And of course, she has chosen the music for this week's edition. So I'm going to start straight away with a song, a tough girl, big girl song. This is Beyoncé, who knows how to really get the groove going. So we've got here Grown Woman, and we'll find out a little bit more about it in just a moment. Don't go away. This is the Happy Hour Show.
I remember being young and so brave. I knew what I needed. I was spending all my nights and days, lay back, day dreaming. But look at me, I'm a big girl now. Said I'm gonna do something. Told the world I would paint this town. Now I bet you I'll run this.
Yeah.
song Grown Woman by Beyoncé right here in the Happy Hour Show on IDFM, the Feel Good Radio. And I'd like to offer a very warm welcome to Marie-France Samba.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me, Olia.
Yes, thank you for coming back to Radio Enghien, to IDFM, mm-hmm. where we did an interview together 5 years ago.
Absolutely.
Do you remember that?
I remember that moment, and if it was yesterday, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and a lot of things have happened since then, which is why we're kind of getting back together, catching up, finding out what's changed, what's new. And that particular song you chose for us was a nice one to get into the groove, because we're going to be talking about women and women entrepreneurs, as I said in my intro tonight. This is your focus.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. This is absolutely my focus and my passion and my mission, really, is to help women to really unleash their brilliance and unleash their uniqueness, so they're able to stand out in their field and really share their message. Yes. And contribute to society, because I really believe that we all have a play, like a role to play on this planet. So
yes, we do.
I'm helping them to unleash that.
Exactly. So would you say Beyoncé is one of these women who has unleashed her best side to the world?
Oh, definitely. I think
she's
followed
her dreams.
I definitely think like she did follow her dreams. And this song is actually about that. It's about having a dream as a child. Like, she was like 5 or 6 and she started singing, and she told her parents that one day she'll be on stage singing in front of millions of people, and she did, right? And so it's about, you know, going back to your childhood and uncover your dreams and remember the little girl or the little boy that you used to be, and really make sure that, you know, there is, you know, you make sure that you take necessary steps for you to make this dream come true. So this song is all about remembering your dreams.
Yes, yes.
As a child.
And that's a very good thing. Now, since we saw each other, a lot of things have happened in the world, notably COVID, which was, we could say, a very bizarre and sometimes awful period. We all went through a lot of changes, and we had a lot of restrictions, and some people were able to come out the other side, and that they learnt things, they grew, they found it as an opportunity to reassess their priorities. Was that how you went through the COVID pandemic?
Yes, absolutely. Like, I noticed that some people went through that period with like a growth mindset, and those who really managed to get to the other side and to really thrive in that period were people who had this this growth mindset, and meaning that you believe that there is something else, and you were able to learn the lessons from this, you know, from this horrible and specific and very strange time. So the aim of the game during this period was really to make sure that you focus on your priorities. And the big question was, what am I here for on this planet? And that was at the core of my business, really. I started from this question, and from this question, we started to build up all the pieces and to make sure that women can find their purpose and what was really their priority in their life. Like, what matters at the end of the day? Because we have learned with this COVID that we are vulnerable and that everything can stop, like, in the minute. In the minute. So the question is, your time is precious, your energy is precious. So how are you going to spend your days, right? So that's the big question at the core of my work.
Yes. And you're all about action.
It's absolutely.
Like, let's not just sit around and talk about it. Let's make steps. Let's do something.
Yes.
You're a doer, aren't
absolutely.
You?
Let's make the most of our time. Like, our time is very precious. And so we need to find what matters to us, find a sense of purpose, and make sure that we contribute to the best of our abilities. Because I feel like we are all here on this planet for a reason. And the sooner you find the this reason, the better.
Yes.
Because you're able to contribute in a positive way. And we all need people who have purpose, who have passions, you know, who are passionate by something. Mm. So it's very urgent for everyone to find that.
Yes.
And to contribute.
Exactly. And just on a logistical level, I mean, this was a period where a lot of people had trouble with, say, if they had a home business, if they had services, mm-hmm. they found themselves suddenly not able to go out and do things that they were doing. Mm-hmm. Whereas for you, because you were already used to doing things online, yes. you were a very modern woman,
yeah.
were you able to continue functioning as a coach using online platforms instead of face-to-face during this period?
Yes, absolutely, because I started online.
Yeah.
So for me, it has always been online, actually. It was my online business from the start when I started in 2017, 2008, 18. And so for me, there was no difference at all. So I continue to have like clients from every corner in the world, like from Oslo to New York City to Amsterdam or Milan. And so for me, it was just a matter of, you know, starting meaningful conversation and make sure that I really get the juice, the essence of what women wanted to share with the world.
Exactly.
Well, that was Matt.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about what you are doing at the moment. You are helping women with their personal branding. This is one of these topic areas that you're focusing. Mm-hmm. What is a personal brand? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Does that mean having your own logo? I can imagine your own website and stuff, but what does it mean actually, personal branding?
Yeah, but that's a great question. Actually, we all have a personal brand. A personal brand is basically you. You as a person, your personality, your values, your stories, and your why. Like, why are you here? Like, what is your mission? And basically, you have five pillars. So that's you, your value, your stories, your mission, your message, and the audience. Like, who are you talking to? Right? And your presence, like how do you present yourself to the world, whether online or offline? So basically, we all have a personal brand because, I mean, we all share content on social media or we all interact with people. So we all have a personal brand, meaning that we all have a personality, we all have a story, we all have values, and we all have something to share, even inside companies in a corporate job. You all have a part to play. So you need to use your personal brand to make sure that you can, you know, put your message out there. So that's particularly essential for entrepreneurs because, you know, there are other people doing what you do. So you have to build that compelling personal brand for you to stand out and make sure that your dream clients are coming to you instead of you having to chase them. So that's really crucial to have this personal brand being very, you know, compelling and outstanding, right? Because people need to understand what you do, what you're here for.
Yes.
Right? And also personal branding is about giving people a sense of your personality, a sense of what it's like to work with you. So that's why it's so important to be present online, but also offline, right? Like I'm all about networking and starting the conversation with your ideal clients.
Yes. So although technology has been a great help and a huge step forward, it can't be taking the place of the physical and the face-to-face contact. You still need that at some point.
Yeah, you still need to go out there and to meet people. Mm. And actually, I am so thrilled that we're able now to go back to in-person networking.
Yes.
Because networking is all about, you know, human relationship. It's about starting the conversation with real human beings, right? Yeah. And I'm also here to say to women, because women are like, they're afraid of networking. They're like, oh, you know, I'm afraid to be like, you know, selfie or an offensive. While actually networking is all about starting the conversation, right?
And you might be very surprised where it will take you.
Yeah, absolutely. Let the magic happen. Yeah. You never know. You never know. And we're all human beings and we, you know, we crave human connections. And networking is all about starting the conversation, starting a meaningful conversation, listening to the other person in front of you. And, you know, and also exchanging energy, the vibration that you get a sense of the person that you have in front of you. So I'm all about, yeah, networking in person.
Would you say also that this focus on women's empowerment is also linked to when you were talking about other people? I was thinking of women's solidarity, women helping other women.
Yes.
Is that also something that you feel is important, that you need to – the networking is also to create a network of people who will help you or support
yeah.
you?
Yeah, absolutely. They're the word that I love, which is community. Mm. It's you know, when you network, it's a way for you to build your community, like surround yourself with other talented women who are going to support you, who are going to uplift you, because you want to be, you know, you want to be encouraged, you want to be motivated, you want to be inspired, right? And so you want to be surrounded by other women who have your back.
Mm.
Right. And so that's the beauty of it all. You know, in women empowerment, that what women empowerment is all about. It's about supporting other women, because I believe we all grow by lifting each other up. So it's about, you know, building partnerships. It's about building collaborations. It's about helping each other. And it's really not only a word. And I'm also here to, you know, tell women to really embrace this notion of women empowerment. Because sometimes I can, you know, there are some women out there. I'm going to be quite real tonight, right? You know me now.
Good, yes.
And I feel like sometimes I'm like, you know, some women are not, they're not even saying hello to each other.
Really?
Some women are not that kind. I remember I have an anecdote on that. I went to my yoga class the other day, and that was my first class with the new teacher and with a new group. And so I was all, you know, excited and, you know, meeting new people, and, you know, and you come into this Zen atmosphere. And there was this woman over there, and I said hello. She said nothing. And I was like, okay, great. And then another woman's came, and I said hello to her. She said hello, but the other one didn't say anything. And there was a strange atmosphere in the room. And I was like, okay, so we want like gender equality and everything, but it has to start with us as well. Right. And I know it's not very popular to say that, but I'm sure every woman can say, oh, yes, I've experienced that
yes.
kind of, you know, not that kind, mm. you know, with another woman. So mm. let's be kind.
Yeah.
With each other. Let's yeah. be kind. Let's be friendly and say hello, like smile. And especially it was a yoga class. So you're supposed to be Zen. You're supposed to be all about openness and open your mind and open your mind and your heart. And so that was strange to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, women empowerment is about, you know, not only, you know, coming together and making like putting resources together, like financial resources and stuff, but it's also about being gentle, kind mm. to each other.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about caring.
Caring. Mm-hmm. Which I think after this whole COVID period that we went through, people need to be a little bit more gentle, a little bit more kind, a little bit more welcoming, because, you know, we were all sort of shut away in our little bubbles, in our little
yeah.
corners. And hey, you know, maybe we need to value that human contact a little bit more.
Absolutely.
So that includes saying hello to people. Now,
yeah, that's the bare minimum.
It sounds easy,
right?
But for some people, I mean, it's obviously very
yeah, obviously for some people it's quite strange.
Yes.
I mean, we as parents, we tell our children to be polite. That's mm. the first thing that we teach them.
Yeah.
Like be polite, say hello.
And
you
how
know?
Is it that we can forget something? That,
yeah.
That we
and then you see grown up women, they're like, you know, and it feels like they, you know, some of them are quite suspicious and
yes.
they feel like they're judging you, or they're mm. like, you know, they're not so sure of themselves. So there is this kind of, you know, maybe, you know, they withdraw, they shrink a little bit. Whereas it's a time where you have to shine your light, open your mind, open your heart, and let your light shine. out so that people can come to you. And then you built up on this, you know, virtuous circle, right? And there's power in the yes, actually. There is power in the no, meaning that you have to set boundaries for yourself. Like you need to, you know, to take care of your mental health and, you know, make sure that you are respected. That's for sure. That's, you know, about boundaries. But there's also power and magic in the yes. Say yes to life. Say yes to opportunities. Like not everyone is bad. Like not everyone has negative, you know, vibes, you know. So can we just try and say yes? Yes. And let the magic happen. You know, I remember like 10 days ago, a friend of mine sent me an email and he was like, I need you. It's very urgent. We have this big conference in Paris. It's called Paris Talks. And I need to find someone who is going to conduct session one because the person who was supposed to do it, you know, declined yesterday. Oh. So I need to find someone. Can you please help us, Mary? And I was like, yes. I said yes immediately. I said yes immediately. Why? Because first of all, it was about a friendship. Like Michael, I know you know Michael Bahati from Expatriate magazine.
Michael.
Yes, hello,
out
Michael. And because friendship is one of my core values, right? So I said yes for that, like straight away. But also the second reason was like, yes, that would be marvelous, like to meet with wonderful people and talented people and have the opportunity to connect with them and to be inspired, to inspire people as well. So say yes to opportunities because you never know where those opportunities are going to lead you. And as a matter of fact, two women contacted me. 2 days ago, two days after the conference.
The workshop, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is now my client.
Oh.
Right?
Right.
So you see, you never know.
Exactly.
You never know. When you have an opportunity, just say yes. And then you'll see. You'll
yes.
see, even if you don't have all the pieces, if you can't figure everything out, just say yes to adventure. Remember the child you used to be. You were adventurous, fearless. Go back to that and say yes and see what happens.
And see what happens. Marie-France Samba is my guest in the Happy Hour show, and it's so wonderful to hear your positive, shining light coming through, even through the radio waves.
Yeah.
Speaking of shining, I was thinking we could play another song now because it made me think of that when you talk about the light, the Golden Hour, which is one of the titles of the songs you've chosen by a young man who goes by the initials JV. Hang on. Let me check again. I don't know this artist.
Yes, he's pretty new.
JVKE.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's pronounced
actually
in a certain way, but
I don't know, actually.
Never heard of it.
But I was so, you know, amazed by this song. I discovered it only like 15 days ago.
Okay.
And the first time I heard it, I was like, oh my God, this is it. It's all about, you know, this golden hour where you are at your peak, where you shine your light and you uncover your brilliance. And this is at the core of what I'm doing with women. So
exactly.
That's why
so
I chose this.
Perfectly timed for our show. So don't go away, listeners. We'll come back with Marie-France in just a moment to continue our interview. Merci beaucoup pour votre écoute sur IDFM. C'est l'émission Happy Hour avec Marie-France Samba qui m'a invitée ce soir et elle a choisi cette prochaine chanson. Et à tout de suite pour la continuation de l'interview.
It was just two lovers sitting in the car, listening to Blonde, falling for each other. Pink and orange skies, feeling super childish. No Donald Glover. Missed call from my mother. Like, where you at tonight? Got no alibi. I was all alone with the love of my life. She's got glitter for skin, my radiant beam in the night. I don't need no light to see you. Shine, it's your golden hour. You slow down time. we were just two lovers. Feet up on the dash, driving nowhere fast, burning through the summer. Radio on blast, make the moment last. She got solar power. Minutes feel like hours. She knew she was the baddest. Can you even imagine falling like I did?
For the love of my life, she's got glow on her face, a glorious look in her eyes. My angel of light. I was all alone.
There you have it, JVKE, with this lovely song, The Golden Hour.
Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you for that choice, Marie-France. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking about women's empowerment and your work. I want to know a little bit more about how you work, in terms of structuring, like one-on-one, group sessions. I don't know what seminars. How do you work? In fact, you told us you work a lot online with clients around the world, but you have different formulas for different people, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I have my what I call my signature program, which is a 90-day program, where it's a one-on-one program where I have sessions with my clients like twice a week for 3 months, and we go deep into our personality, message, value, and we really make sure that we uncover our essence, that golden hour, that golden essence where you are at your peak, the zone of brilliance, right? So it's about getting out of this zone of, the zone where you feel comfortable, but you're not getting too far, right? And it's about getting out of this zone where you're not growing to get out into this zone of brilliance, this zone of expansion, right? Where you can excel and really make sure that you have an impact, because it's all about making an impact and also getting people's attention, right? Because there is so much noise out there. Like, for example, if you take like someone within the health business, there are so many people in the health business right now, in the yoga business, photography, whatever, like many industries, coaching business. And I remember I had a woman, she's in the health industry, and she was like, I don't know what to do. Like she was kind of lost, and she was like, I have no stories. I don't feel like I'm unique. So my job was to make her gain self-awareness about her potential and the fact that she's unique. We're all unique. We all have a different DNA, right?
Yeah.
And so that was the starting point, understanding that she was unique, and then exploring her story and trying to find what would make the difference, what would make her story relatable. And the fact is that, she wanted to be a health coach because she wanted to see her kids grow. Because she was like, I'm way too big and I feel like I have health issues right now. And then at some point she panicked. She panicked and she was like, my kids are still young and I want to see them grow. I want to take them to school. I want to be able to see them grow and become teenagers and getting married someday. So I need to take charge, take responsibility for my health. And now when we uncover that story, we were able to put that story into a compelling message so that people can relate to it. Right?
Yes.
And so personal branding is all about trying to create a relatable story that can appeal to people, right? So now when you are like a woman with kids and you are maybe overweight and you have health issues, then you're like, okay, I resonate with this story because I also want to see my kids grow, right? So it's about really finding something relatable in your story and share it so that people can recognize themselves.
And you also do workshops with groups?
Absolutely. I am preparing actually an online group program. I think it's going to be ready in May or June. And I also have a branding retreat in the pipeline for October in Paris.
A retreat.
Yes.
Nice.
So it's all about branding yourself to learn how to brand yourself. And brand yourself, it's basically trying to make sure that people see you, hear you, and that you make the impact that you know you're here to make, right? So it's about, you know, personal branding strategies, but also how to do videos, for example, if you want to enhance your presence online, and how to network properly as well. So it's a combination of all those strategies, but it's also about discovering Paris also. So that's, you know, that's for my clients from abroad, and I want them to be able to unleash their light in the city of light as well.
Yes. And you are Parisian, born and bred.
Absolutely.
So you've been based in Paris most of your life, although did you live overseas at some point? I can't remember.
I traveled quite
lots
a lot, and especially in London. And actually, I'm quite excited because I'm going to travel again in from May. Yes, May. I have a couple of, you know,
trips,
events in London as well. And London is so, you know, it's so close. I mean, 1 hour, you know, by train and by plane, sorry. And I'm over there. So I'm all about traveling and also spreading my message everywhere. Right.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And speaking of spreading messages, when you're working with people, I mean, how savvy do we need to be in terms of social media? Because this is a big question. I think it's coming up for a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs. They need an interface through which they can attract clients or speak to clients. And often social media becomes this huge, scary thing. Like, how should I be? What should I do? There are so many options. We get the impression that it's just, and you have to be doing it all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it can be quite suffocating, I think. So do you help people with that? The steps maybe they can take to feel more comfortable with an online presence?
Yeah, actually what I do is that I help women to change a little bit their perspectives on social media because they look at social media as the big thing and they feel like they have to do anything and be everywhere all the time, which is of course not the case.
Yeah.
So we have to start by their why, like what is their mission, what is their message, their vision. And from that message, we identify people who can resonate with this message. And then we identify where are those people? Right? Maybe they're on Facebook, maybe they're on Instagram, maybe they're on TikTok, or maybe they're on LinkedIn. And then you just go where your people are. That's as simple as that. I mean, if your people are not on TikTok, you don't have to go there, right? For me, for example, my people are on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So I'm there. But also, I choose to be there on a certain frequency. So you get to choose, actually. Mm. So you don't have to get overwhelmed by all, you know, people, you know, people's injunctions saying, oh, you have to be everywhere. No, actually, you have to be where your people are.
Mm-hmm.
So start by identifying your message. What do you have to share? What do you want to do and what do you want to say?
Mm-hmm.
And identify your people, your community, people that you want to help, and then find out where those people are.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can, and even if you don't know, you can start by one platform that you like. For example, if you choose Facebook, you can just put a survey and say, hey, are you more familiar with, you know, Facebook or Instagram? Where would you like me to, you know, share content with you? And people will tell you.
Yes.
This is as simple as that, really.
Oh, okay. And speaking of social media, so you're, as you said, you're on Instagram, LinkedIn, yes. Facebook.
Yes.
And also you have your website, which is Marie,
yes.
Dash France.
No. This is Mary France
in one word.
The dash, yes. This is those Mary France in one word.
And then dash
samba.com.
S-A-M-B-A, like
yes.
the dance.
Yes, like
yes.
the dance. Very easy.
.com, very
yeah,
easy
com.
To find.
But,
Mary
it's, but I'm sorry, it's only in English so far.
Okay.
But you can still, you know, get in touch with
exactly.
me on LinkedIn. You can send me a message in French or in English.
Okay.
I will respond. And the best way is to just start the conversation. As
exactly,
I said,
exactly.
This is as simple as that.
Yeah, yeah. Just open the door, and Marie France will be there to answer
yes,
your call.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's we coming back to Paris. So, this is where you're based. Paris is obviously a place of a lot of inspiration,
mm-hmm.
Because of a lot of different reasons. Some of your hobbies, some of the things that you like to do, are attached here. You love art, you love museums, you love photography. So
yeah.
you're quite spoilt, I guess, living here in this place.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's my hometown. And, you know, I was born here, and it's such also an international place. You know, I get to meet many people coming from every corner of the globe. And I'm also part of various, you know, meetups groups. In Paris, there are Apéro Frenchie, there is Internation, there are a lot of groups like that where I get to meet a lot of people coming from different, you know, walks of life and you know, countries. And I love that. And I love the fact that they are so interested in, you know, French culture. And they are eager to discover, you know, restaurants and museums and exhibitions. And I'm all about that. You know, that's why I decided to become an entrepreneur in the first place, is to have my time for myself and to also enjoy my other passions in life. And of course, in Paris there are a lot of opportunities to feed my passion for art, for, you know, photography, for painting, for design, and for, you know, various
fashion,
art, fashion as well, fashion as well. And so it's also nice to have this combination of, you know, doing business but also enjoying the city and all the, you know, the good thing that the city has to offer as well,
which I think is probably part of your message as well, is that
mm-hmm.
if you want to be a well-rounded person for your clients, someone who is available, you have to be quite balanced in yourself, don't you? I mean, you have to keep some form of balance so that you know who you are. You keep in
yeah.
touch with those things that make you feel good,
yeah,
that make you feel real or make you feel connected, and so
yeah.
You know, well-being, like doing sport or doing some physical activity, you know, things like that. That's mm. part of the whole thing, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
You can't forget one part and only focus on
yeah.
making money. Let's make the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's important,
I mean, the price to pay is quite high sometimes,
yes.
you know, in burnout or stuff like that. And actually COVID taught us that we need to take care of ourselves and really make sure that we take care of our mental health.
Exactly.
Also physical body, but mental health.
Exactly.
That's a huge thing. And it's about time to really make sure that we find the right balance for us. I mean, we're all different. For some people, it's about, you know, doing yoga, workout, or, you know, playing music or dancing or whatever. But the thing is that we have to find the thing that is going to bring us the balance that we need. right, at some point. And we're all different. So it's our responsibility to find that balance, to be a nice parent, to be a better parent, a better friend, a better auntie, a better colleague, or a better entrepreneur, whatever, right? Because, you know, it all starts with us. That's what personal branding is all about. That's why it's called personal. So that's you. You are the person. That's your personality. You are the person. How you handle your emotions as well, so that you are better with yourself and then you are better with other people as well. So it's about caring, and it's about, you know, taking time to just pause sometimes, you know, and just reflect on your achievements also, and tap yourself on the shoulder and say, yeah, I mean, you did a great job there, right? Because I feel like we don't take so much time sometimes to just acknowledge our wins, acknowledge our achievements.
Yeah, we often focus on what we still haven't done.
Yes.
What we would still like to achieve, or what we missed out on, or what we failed, as we might think of it. But
yeah,
we should think about some of the
absolutely
achievements.
Mm. Absolutely. So important. Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. So that's all part of the balance. Very.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And personal branding is about that as well. It's about caring about yourself, what you did in the past, what was positive, what was negative, but how you learned the lessons, but how your achievements made you a better person as well. Right? Mm-hmm. You can be proud of yourself. We can celebrate that as well. We can be proud and say, yes, I'm proud. I did that. I did this and that. It's not about being arrogant, or it's not being, you know, feeling that you're superior or that you do better than other people. It's about acknowledging your wins, and you have the right to do so. And that this is an important message that I want to share with women out there, especially women, because sometimes they're like, oh, you know, I don't want to brag. I don't want people to think that, you know, I'm bragging and I'm superior. Mm. No, it's not about bragging. It's about self-esteem. It's about self-worth. And you are whole, worthy, and complete, you know, so you have the right to say, yes, I did that and I'm proud. You know, we are proud of our kids. We say, yes, I'm proud of you. So be proud of yourself as well.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so that's, you know. So, yeah.
Good. How about we listen to another song that you've chosen? It's by George Michael with Mary
yes.
J. Blige, who joins in. And it's called As.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, I just, hang on a second.
Sorry. It seems like our little soundboard has just gone to sleep. So I'll just wake it up again.
Okay, so I've got everything lined up here. Where's my song? Tell us a little bit about this song. Is this one that you, because it's not a new song. This has been around for a while.
Yeah.
Does this take you back in time?
Absolutely.
To a particular period of your life?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like in the 90s or something. And I just like this, you know, this song with, you know, George Michael and Mary J. Blige. And Mary J. Blige is also all about women empowerment. Like,
indeed,
you know,
yeah.
Speaking your voice and just be there. Like, be proud of yourself. Be proud of who you are. And she's been through a lot. Like, she's been through, you know, domestic violence and stuff like that in her childhood, but still she managed to, you know, to pick up all the pieces and really has a beautiful career in the music industry.
Indeed, yeah.
And this particular song with George Michael was one of the climax of her career. So
she was in her golden hour.
Yeah,
she was kind of a way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the climax of her career, and George Michael as well. But was one of this first do it that he did with mm-hmm. with someone, and I love the beat. I love the vibe of this song. So yeah, that's
so
As.
We're going to listen to it now in the Happy Hour show right here on IDFM, the Feel Good Radio. I'm with Marie-France Samba, my guest tonight, and we'll continue our interview in just a few moments. Ne quittez pas, restez avec nous dans un instant avec Marie-France Samba. On continuera notre interview, mais on va faire une petite pause musicale avec George Michael et Mary J. Blige.
Did you know that life is give love a guarantee to last through forever? Another day.
As today I know I'm living for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can't give me the past that I
loving me, I fell behind.
George Michael and Mary J. Blige. Vous écoutez EDFM, c'est l'émission Happy Hour et on a une dizaine de minutes pour terminer avec mon invité Marie-France Samba. Marie-France, that was a nice little groove we had going there with that song. Sorry about the pause in the middle. The song just kind of stopped and then started again. So anyway, but the groove was still going in our hearts and our minds. And we thought we'd finish up this interview tonight just by debunking a couple of myths. Marie-France brought to my attention that a lot of women entrepreneurs are a little bit afraid to go down this personal branding route because they feel like it's not for them.
Absolutely.
So what are they coming up against? What are these myths that people come up against?
Yeah, I can see four major myths out there. And the number one is that they believe that personal branding is not for them and that it's something that is just for, you know, self-promotion.
Right.
So
it's showing off.
Yeah, it's showing off. So of course, there is personal, like in personal branding, there is personal. So of course, it's going to be about you. But the major part is that it's going to be about the people that you serve. It's about the people that you want to guide into some kind of transformation with your work, right? So it's about serving people, right? It's about contributing. It's about serving people.
Yes.
So personal branding has nothing to do with self-promotion.
Okay.
Of course, you're talking about your story because you want people to appeal to your story. Right. Mm. So it's about serving other people. It's not about self-promotion.
OK, what about?
Yeah. And there is another myth that I can hear quite a lot. And some women tend to think that personal branding is about being famous. Right. It's trying to reach
celebrity.
That fame and that Beyonce kind of status. Right. Which is not the case, of course.
it's we not the case
all be
at all.
Beyonce, right?
I mean, if you become famous, then good for you, right? Yeah. I mean, that's totally good for you. But
that's not the objective.
That's not the objective. Personal branding is about, you know, standing out, right? You are in an industry where, you know, there is so much noise. So, of course, you need to stand out. Otherwise, if you don't step up, if you don't stand out, you're simply invisible.
Yeah. No one will see you.
And you simply don't have no business, right? So, I mean, it's a choice that you make from the start. If you're a businesswoman, then you need to get seen, get heard, and make the impact that you know you're here to make. So that's what personal branding is all about. It's about getting out there, getting seen, and getting heard. It's not about being famous. If you become famous, then it's fine. You know,
it's
good
bonus,
on you,
perhaps.
Right? But it's a bonus, mm-hmm. but it's not the end goal, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And another myth is that, you know, personal branding is about creating an image, right? It's like, you know, you're creating fake images of yourself or fake message because you want to be so, you know, popular. And whereas, you know, personal branding is about being authentic. It's about you. It's about who you are at your core. Who you are as a person, right? People want to get a sense of your personality. So it's not about creating an image. You don't have to create nothing. You just have to be you,
mm-hmm.
which is simple, actually, because people tend to think that, oh, you know, it's complicated. You have to create something, maybe like a story that can appeal to people. No, you don't have to create a story. You have to find in your story what can appeal to people. What can relate to the, you know, to the challenge that they're facing now, so that they can say to themselves, oh, yes, she knows what she's talking about. You know, she's been there as well. So I'm going to trust that person because she knows what she's talking about. She's been there as well. She's been in my shoes. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's about making sure that you find something appealing and relatable in your story. But you don't invent your story. This is your true story, right?
This is your true story.
Yeah, that's your true story. So it's about authenticity.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. So those are the major myth around personal branding. So I'm really here to empower women to take charge of their personal brand and make it compelling and outstanding enough so that they can stand out. Otherwise, you know, there's so much noise out there. Nobody is going to know that they exist if they don't say that they exist.
Yeah.
You know, no one is going to knock at your door and say, hey, you have something to share? You have, you know, you want to contribute? No, you have to go there, right? So it's not about being arrogant. It's not about being famous or thinking that you're better than another one. It's about trusting your gut. It's about trusting yourself and believe that you are whole, worthy, and complete. As I said before, that's really one of my mantras. And really have this self-esteem and self-confidence that you matter and your message matter. Your dreams are valid. And you want to make sure that you know, your ideal clients hear about those dreams and hear about your message. So that's what personal branding is all about. It's about getting out there and pursue your destiny, right? It's about that.
Stepping into what it is that you were born to do.
Absolutely.
That you were made to do, that's natural to you.
That's natural to you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We all have like some gifts or some talents or somehow. We just need to find it. That's why people come
and
to
that's
me.
That's where you come in.
Absolutely.
Marie-France Samba.
That's where I come into play. Like I believe we all have some kind of knowledge, right? Don't believe that, oh no, I'm not enough. You have something to share. You have some kind of knowledge. And as, you know, Louis Pasteur said it, knowledge is for humanity, and it's a torch that illuminates the world. So you have this torch, and I'm here to help you shine your light and make sure that your torch is going to contribute to illuminate the world.
Thank you very much, Marie-France Samba, for sharing this positive message with us tonight, being the guest on the Happy Hour Show. It's been wonderful. Do come back again. Maybe we won't wait 5 years.
Yeah, maybe another absolutely. Couple of years.
So thank you very much. Merci beaucoup à Marie-France Samba d'être l'invitée dans cette édition de Happy Hour. Et je reviens tous les mardis, 19h-20h. We're going to leave our listeners with one last little song, aren't we? Mm-hmm. It's just fun song. This is a holiday vibe that people might identify with when you're on holidays, beach holiday, a bit of bam bam, you know, on the beach, dancing. And that will take us up to the next show, which is the Super Sonder 60s, a music show about the 60s. And yeah, we'll catch you next time right here on IDFM. Thank you very much, Marie-France.
Thank you,
Alia. Have a wonderful evening and good luck.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Ciao.